Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, September 12th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by iMazing. Leading off today, the iPhone 16 Pro features an upgraded modem inside, courtesy of Qualcomm, bringing several notable improvements. As detailed by SpeedSmart, the new iPhone 16 Pro offers an up to 26% faster boost in 5G download speeds with the new Qualcomm Snapdragon X75 modem. Early test results show an average 23.7 increase in 5G download speeds across the three major carriers in the United States. Verizon appears to benefit the most with a 26.4% increase, followed by AT&T and T-Mobile at 22.1% and 25.7%. Broadly speaking, the new Qualcomm Snapdragon X75 offers support for 5G Advanced, lower power consumption, and enhanced 5G carrier aggregation for faster upload speeds. So far, early testing shows around a 22% increase in average upload speeds across all three major carriers. Only the iPhone 16 Pro and Pro Max are believed to use the new Snapdragon X75 modem, with the 16 and 16 Plus believed to be using the X70. All four iPhone models, however, do offer support for Wi-Fi 7, which brings improvements to things like latency, transfer speeds, and download speeds. Apple is continuing its work on its own in-house 5G modem to replace Qualcomm, but this isn't expected to debut until sometime next year in the iPhone SE, so in the meantime, Apple continues to rely on modems from Qualcomm. In other news today, historically, AirPods cases have always had a physical button on the back to initiate pairing with your iPhone. With the new AirPods 4, however, Apple is switching things up. Instead of a physical pairing button, the AirPods 4 case has a hidden capacitive button that is used for pairing and resetting your AirPods. The new capacitive button is located on the front of the AirPods 4 case, so when you open the AirPods case and the status light appears on the front, you can double tap the front to initiate pairing with your iPhone, iPad, or Mac. Additionally, you can factory reset AirPods 4 by either long pressing on the capacitive button or by tapping on it 3 times. The status light is also said to be more discreet than the status light on previous versions of AirPods. Also, Apple's website confirms that the new AirPods 4 support lossless audio with ultra-low latency when connected to Apple Vision Pro. Previously, this feature was limited to only the most recent version of AirPods Pro 2 with USB-C. As a reminder, the new AirPods Pro 4 are available to order starting this week for $129 or $179 with active noise cancellation. The first orders are slated to arrive to customers on Friday, September 20th. We are sponsored this week by iMazing from DigiDNA, the world's most trusted app for managing iPhones and Apple mobile devices from a Mac or PC. With iMazing 3, you gain powerful backup, data extraction, media and file transfer capabilities, and so much more. There's iOS backup management, a quick transfer feature to drag and drop files and folders to your device, message extraction and archiving to PDF, and so much more. It's perfect for both casual and advanced users, and you can try iMazing 3 for free by hitting the link in the show notes or visiting iMazing.com. My thanks to DigiDNA and iMazing for supporting the show. Running out today, the iPhone 16 features a new internal design that comes with a big benefit to repairability. Apple says the iPhone 16 and 16 Plus have been re-engineered to make battery service easier and to offer improved performance and thermals. The internal design features a larger battery and improvements to dissipating the heat, while also making battery service easier. Apple says that it pairs the performance and efficiency of the A18 chip with system optimizations, including an updated thermal design. Apple says it's updated the main logic board, centralizing the chip placement and optimizing the surrounding architecture, and added a thermal substructure to dissipate heat that's made from 100% recycled aluminum. The big news from a repairability standpoint, however, is that the battery is easier to replace than before. The information had previously reported on Apple's plans to make iPhone batteries easier to replace with a new electrically induced adhesive debonding technology. At this point, it's unclear whether Apple has actually used that technology or something different with the iPhone 16, but we should learn more once the first iFixit teardowns of the new devices emerge next week. The change comes as the European Union is set to enforce new legislation in 2025 that would require Apple to make iPhone's batteries easier to replace. There are a number of carve-outs in that legislation that could ultimately determine whether Apple is affected by the rules, but it's nonetheless made this change with the iPhone 16 anyway. Notably, the iPhone 16 Pro and iPhone 16 Pro Max don't feature an easier-to-replace battery design, even though those phones do offer improved thermal performance and better heat dissipation. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.